This is the Best of Daily Devotion series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Paul the Apostle considered everything he had accomplished in his life. He said, everything was worthless when compared with knowing Christ. That's a profound position. Certainly a profound statement, and it speaks of one's values. A person's relationship with Christ is more important, and Paul says so here, than anything else. To know Christ should be our ultimate goal. So consider your values today. I mean, do you place anything and everything above your relationship with Christ, or is your priorities all wrong? Verse 7 of Philippians chapter 3, Paul writes, but all these things that I once thought very worthwhile, now I've thrown them all away, so that I can put my trust and hope in Jesus Christ. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. I have put aside everything else, counted it worth less than nothing, in order that I can have Christ. Now, it's clear that Paul, well, he traded. And he traded not just once, but really every day since then. Because Paul says, I count, present tense, all things lost. It's that very subtle language, really, which separates those who had a momentary emotional crisis sometime in the past, and those, in turn, who had a profound revelation in their lives. For Paul, it was all gone. He left it all and he burned the bridge behind him. There was no negotiation that day on the Damascus Road. Paul slid it across the table, his whole life, total surrender. This before us is what many refer to as Paul's profit and loss statement. On the one side, the list of things he left behind. And on the other side, there was but one entry, Christ. Paul says he counted it all gone. He says, I counted, I count. And lastly, addressed to us, Paul says, count. Count the cost, believer. Paul wasn't painting a pretty picture here to somehow convince unbelievers. No, he was being straight as he always was. There is a cost involved in being a Christian, and Paul did nothing to hide that fact. There was a cost for Paul, just as there is for us today. There's no way around it. Paul had to make a trade. For Paul, it seemed it was not an overly difficult, hard trade because to him, well, all that he left behind was garbage in comparison. How did in the world that was seemingly so important to him at one time, how did it all become garbage? The pastor and author Guy King once said, quote, all financial gain, all material gain, all physical gain, all intellectual gain, all moral gain, all religious gain, all these are no gains at all compared with the great gain, end quote. You know, when we struggle with the personal cost of faith, it is in truth because, well, we don't really believe it. It is because we have never truly realized our own blindness, nor have we let Christ open our eyes anew. It is, in fact, because we don't really grasp the cost of the cross or the love that he has for us. So we instead spend our lives trying to, well, cut a deal. Remember Lot's wife? She was unwilling to simply walk away from the world and all of its pursuits. And because she was unwilling, she ultimately lost everything. Jesus himself tried to warn us. In Luke 17, he says, remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life loses it, but whoever loses his life preserves it, end quote. For Paul, it all came down to this. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Jim Elliot, the missionary martyr, had the same attitude as Paul, writing, he is no fool to give what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose. When I know my Savior, my mind will be full to the brim. I shall feel that I have that which my spirit seeks after. This is the bread whereof, if a man eat, he shall never hunger.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.